Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics and a quick update today because we just got the third quarter earnings from Fortuna Mining and wanted to walk you through the highlights of what is some good news, especially as you can imagine with the elevated gold price continuing on through the third quarter and fortunately enough, even higher for the fourth quarter. But anyway, let's dig in with a comment from Jorge Ganoza, the CEO of Fortuna. Mentions that he had a strong third quarter, on track to meet the annual production guidance, and they had a free cash flow of $73.4 million, which was up $16 million from the second quarter. Cash costs still under $1,000 per ounce, and the all-in sustaining cost at their mines is within guidance. They saw a lower all-in sustaining cost at Lindero in the quarter, expecting the same at Séguéla, and on track for 2026 production range of 160,000 to 180,000 ounces. And also, as we'll touch on in just a moment, a continuously growing liquidity position now up to almost $600 million. So anyway, again, here, as I mentioned, the $73.4 million in free cash flow and net cash from operating activities before changes in working capital came in at $113.9 million, which backs out to 37 cents per share. Liquidity up to $588.3 million, and the net cash position is up to $265.8 million. And actually, I'll mention here that Fortuna and Jorge talked about what that allows them to do, especially as they're getting closer to a construction decision at Diamba Sud and also further expansion at the Séguéla mine. So great time to have the liquidity to be putting these things into action that can help them to increase their overall ounces that they are producing. Attributable net income from the quarter was $123.6 million or 40 cents per share, which is a quarter-over-quarter increase of 26 cents. And adjusting for impairment reversals at Lindero, the adjusted net income was $51 million or 17 cents per share, an increase of 2 cents over the previous quarter. Gold production came in at 72,462 ounces. The cash cost was $942 versus $929 in the second quarter. And we see here that the consolidated all-in sustaining cost was $1,987 compared to $1,932 in the previous quarter. Obviously, we've talked over the past couple months as they've made they released the preliminary economic assessment at Diamba Sud and are on track for a construction decision in the first half of 2026. Not all that far away. So again, as I mentioned down here, they talk about the cash cost at $942, the all-in sustaining at $1,987. And in terms of the breakdowns at the individual mines, first we have Séguéla, where they produced 272,396 tons of ore at an average grade of 366 grams per ton, which gave them 32,074 ounces. And those came from Antenna, Ancien, and Koula. And in terms of the processing, that came in at 435,770 tons of ore, which produced 38,799 ounces of gold at an average head grade of 3.01 grams per ton, which were increases over the third quarter of 2024 as a result of higher tons processed and higher grades. And the all-in sustaining cost at the mine came in at $1,738. Over at Lindero down in Argentina, which I was able to go visit earlier this year, total of 1.7 million tons of ore at an average grade of 0.6 grams per ton, contained an estimated 32,775 ounces of gold. Cash cost came in at $1,117, all-in sustaining at $1,570. And they did have an issue with the crusher there at Lindero, although anticipated to be operational by the second half of November. So some downtime there, but on track to be up and running again shortly. And also noting here that they don't anticipate an impact to the annual production guidance for Lindero. And then at Caylloma, they produced 233,612 ounces of silver at an average head grade of 63 grams per ton, 8.5 million pounds of lead, 12 million pounds of zinc. And the cash cost came in at $1,792, while the all-in sustaining cost was $2,517. And there are your third quarter results from Fortuna. We'll be having Jorge do another live call next week Not sure the date just yet, but we'll keep you posted on that one. And in case you missed the last call that Jorge did and want to review that one before we go live over the third quarter, well, that one's coming your way now.